Well, good morning. Our passage this morning is from the prophet of Isaiah. We've been going through a series on the prophets, and Isaiah, he's one of the prophets that spoke on behalf of God during the exile. And the exile was a difficult time for the people of God. And so Isaiah, speaking on behalf of God, he says, "See, I will create a new heaven and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind." And so obviously this is a difficult time for the people of God. It's the exile. And these people who are in exile during this time where they were oppressed, during this time where they were slaves, they were under the rule of the people of Babylon, they began to think about their ancestors. And they thought about how their ancestors were also in a very similar situation, but it was not in Babylon, it was Egypt. And they remembered how God took them out of Egypt in a miraculous way. And God took them out of Egypt in such a way that he reminded them at Mount Sinai, "Hey, you're not to live like slaves anymore. You're going to live as real human beings. You're going to live as children of God. I'm going to introduce to you a whole new way of living where you, the way you live, is actually going to show the rest of the world what God cares about and what God loves." And so just like God said, because of the disobedience there in Babylon, and clearly this was difficult, and many of them completely lost hope altogether. They had no hope. They had given in that this is what it's going to be. But some of them, they actually held on to hope. They began to dream of what could be next. They began to dream of a whole new future, maybe even God's preferred future for them, which is different. And they imagined God freeing them and bringing salvation to them from Babylon, just like he did to their ancestors in Egypt. Because if God did this before for his people, why wouldn't he do it again? Isn't this what he does? But the way the prophets imagined it is different than the Exodus, because they imagined something bigger. They actually imagined something even more significant than Exodus. Because Exodus, the first time that God brought salvation, the first time God freed them, it was for a certain group of people, their nation, their people. But these people in Babylon, they began to think about something that might even be bigger. Maybe it's not just for our people. Maybe it's for all people who have ever experienced the need for salvation or freedom. And maybe it's not for just our nation, but maybe God really wants to engage with all of the people he created, with every corner of his creation. And so these slaves, they didn't give up hope, and they began to imagine God bringing not just them, but all people. They started to imagine God inhabiting the whole world. And there's where you see these beautiful prophetic visions of God bringing all people together to the holy city, not just one group of people. And so as we read this morning, Isaiah speaking on behalf of God to God's people, he says, "See, I will create a new heaven and a new earth. The former things, the way things used to be, like Egypt, Babylon, those things, that's not going to be remembered no more. Nor will the old things come to mind." The new things that God is doing is that God is announcing through the prophets that he's building something brand new, a new heaven, a new earth, and it demands a whole new humanity. The old things, the things of Egypt, the things of Babylon, like violence, like intimidation, oppression, lies, using power coercively, that's gone. This new humanity isn't going to remember those things anymore. That's what used to be. The new things that we're actually saved towards, because salvation, that's what it does, right? It saves us from something, but it saves us towards something as well. They were saved from Egypt. They're saved from Babylon, but they're being saved towards something else. And it's a new kingdom. It's a new heaven, and it's about love and joy and justice and patience and grace and righteousness. That's what God is about. And of course, this is a story that we're familiar with in the Old Testament, but we are people of the New Testament too. And we know the story of Jesus. And Jesus comes, and what's his announcement? That the kingdom of God is near. So this new kingdom of heaven, this new earth that God is going to make, Jesus says it's now here. And not here as in somewhere else, like here as close as you and I. And what we see is the birth, the life, the teaching, the miracles, the death and resurrection of Jesus is this introduction of this whole new humanity that he's introducing to the world. And obviously the world couldn't take it. But then what happens in our story? It becomes us. We are now the body of Christ. We are now Christ to the world. We are now the people who bring love where there's hate. We're the people who bring righteousness where there's evil. We're the people who bring healing where there's brokenness. That's our role. That's the church. That's what we do. That's what Palm Desert Community Presbyterian Church does. That's what every follower of Jesus does. That's what every church that is meeting around the globe today, that's what we are about. Sometimes, Isaiah would say, we need to remember that. He's like, this old things, the old way of doing things, we don't remember that anymore. That's gone. That's behind us. Now we press on to something new. This is what it's all about, and I think we need to be reminded of that, especially during times of pandemic. When everything is upset, when our routines are broken, when we're not seeing each other in the same way or as often as we typically see each other, where there's all kinds of fear and there's all kinds of loss. We need to be reminded that we are about something significant. We are about advancing the same things that Jesus was about. And if we don't do it, then who is? That's our call. And so we need to remember in a time of pandemic, but we also need to remember in a time of stewardship. In addition to finishing up a series on the prophets, we are also talking about how our church uses our gifts, our talents, and our passions in order to bring the kingdom of God into this world. And this is especially true during a time of pandemic. Because in a time of pandemic, the church is closed, right? Or is it actually a time of opportunity? Maybe is there more brokenness? Maybe is there more hurt? Maybe is there's more disconnect between people that we can actually bring healing to? So this morning, what we're going to do is spend some time, what Isaiah would say, is remembering. And we're not going to remember what was before. We're not going to remember the things of Egypt and all that. We're going to be remembering what is out ahead of us, what this new humanity looks like in the life of the church. And so we are going to hear some stories, some great stories. We're going to first hear live from Jeff and Shelley Evans as they're going to come back and talk about how this church has been significant to them in a time of pandemic. And then Kathy is going to come up and Ryan's going to come up and they're going to share stories about how this church continues to be a significant role in people's lives who can't even be here right now because of situations. And then finally, we'll have John come up and talk about how we tie this in with stewardship. And so with a round of applause, will you please welcome up Jeff and Shelley as they share kind of their story of what is happening in their lives.
Really, applause not needed. Well, we're Jeff and Shelley Evans. Our home base and home is Marion, Iowa. We started coming out to the desert to escape the Iowa winters in the fall of 2014, and so this is kind of our sixth go at this. Early in our stay in the desert, we used to, you know, go check out other churches, and it took us a while. And actually, I kind of forgot, but I think I Googled Presbyterian churches near me. And this church came up first. So I think that's how we started coming here. As Shelley said earlier this, when we were thinking about this, we used to kind of slide in the side door and you know, try not to be too noticeable. But first service, we walked out and said, that felt like home. It felt like home. So we have a story. Shelley is going to tell you a little bit about our situation back in Marion, Iowa, and how that ties into this church.
Hi. Our church home is the First Presbyterian Church of Marion, Iowa, and we have been without a head pastor since August of 2019. The doors have been shut due to COVID since mid-March this year. During this time, our interim pastor has come and gone. We lost an associate pastor, a Christian ed director, a support pastor who did our pastoral home and hospital visits, our choir director, and our financial secretary. Due to COVID and the derecho, which hit in August, the pastoral nominating committee has had an exhausting time trying to find a nominee. The technology for virtual services was laden with glitches, and made that mode of connection pretty iffy. I mentioned the derecho. It's a land hurricane that hit our community on August 10th. Winds hovered over our community for 45 minutes at speeds of 120 to 140 miles an hour. Not too much made the national news. 90% of the homes in the Cedar Rapids Marion area, with a population of around 250,000, encountered some kind of damage, ours included and yet to be repaired. The city lost 60% of all the trees, and cleanup was still continuing when we left in early October. There was no time to prepare, no warning, and it was devastating. I won't even go into the emotional stress that we all have felt with social unrest and the pre and post election.
So why, might you ask, are we telling you of all these woes? It is because on Sunday mornings, back in Iowa, we've been worshiping with you online. And when we've been here with, in person, we find the peace and purpose when we watch or attend our familiar Snowbird Church. Your work and that of your whole ministry team has helped us get through this rough patch we call 2020. In closing, we give thanks to God for Him leading us to this church. Please know that the ministry of Palm Desert Community Presbyterian Church is alive and at work. We're grateful.
Good morning. I'm going to read to you two different stories. And the first one is, maybe you may not know, but we have a ministry here at the church called Home Touch. And it started several years ago, and Jerry Wiesen, our receptionist, was running that ministry, where people who were unable to come to church would receive the bulletin, the loop, and they would get a CD or a DVD of the service. These are people who were homebound. They were unable to leave and come to be in person with us, and they weren't able to get online for whatever reasons. So a CD or a DVD really helps them out. And this lady has written to us this week, and she says, "I want to thank you for so kindly getting me these 18 sermons on CD. I truly appreciate your services and the strength I receive from the sermons." Her name is Ruth, and she's in an assisted living and cannot leave because of the pandemic. So we have so many people like that in that situation now. So if you know of anybody that would like to get on the Home Touch ministry, please let me know. The second letter is from Casey Stewart. And many of you know Casey and Michelle, and due to health issues, they're unable to come and meet us in person. And he's written this letter to let us know what he thinks about all the things that we do here at PDCPC. What a year it's been for all of us. Due to underlying conditions, my wife Michelle and I haven't been able to attend church in person as of late, so it has been a huge adjustment for us. I've always tried to take a negative and turn it into a positive, and with the help of my Lord Jesus Christ and PDCPC, that's exactly what's happened. We want everyone to know how many choices that PDCPC has offered us and everyone during this pandemic, from watching services through live streaming to Lexio Divina every Monday or Tuesday on Zoom, which has been amazing, hosted and run by Kathy Apotian. I have met some incredible Christian women that have become a part of our church family and am truly grateful. Another opportunity has been to be a deacon the last 2 years and staying connected with my flock and checking in to see how our church members and community are doing during these trying times. Michelle and I have lost 18 people this year that have gone to be with the Lord in heaven. And our church family with Pastor Dave have been so supportive in keeping our faith so strong in our Savior Jesus Christ, and always offering help and condolences to us. We have also enjoyed working in youth ministry with Ryan Schmall on Sundays. What a true blessing all these amazing children are. We are so very grateful to PDCPC for so many options to stay connected to our church and our community, even during a global pandemic. What a blessing it has been to be so engaged with our church family without being on campus. Michelle and I are truly blessed and hope and pray to be back at service in person very soon. God bless you all. Be safe and well. Blessings, Casey Stewart.
I have the opportunity to share with you the words from the Inroth family. Lori and her husband Doug sat down this week with their entire family when we were asking them, how has our church come alongside of you during all of this? And they were so excited and all put this together. So you'll hear words from Lori and Doug, and then in a little bit toward the end, you'll hear from the kids themselves. So this is what Lori and Doug say. We are so grateful to our church for keeping us connected online with church services and programs. This has given our family some much-needed encouragement during these uncertain times. We've been at PDCPC for 23 years, and we continue to see our church reach out to connect with our faith family and community. We've been blessed to have the prayers and support of our church family through many years of major medical trauma with our oldest son, Andy, who, as some of you may know, is severely multiply disabled and medically fragile. We've always been able to listen to services in the hospital by audio tape, then later on CD, and then by online live broadcast, which we could view on my computer while in Andy's hospital rooms throughout the years. But the 2020 pandemic brought new challenges. But our church leadership rose to the challenge and used our existing broadcasts as well as adding online Bible studies, prayers, meditation times, and children and youth ministry programs in the most innovative and thoughtful ways. We feel so blessed to have been able to connect with our church family through these wonderful programs this year. Our two younger sons have actively grown their faith throughout the years with the programs provided to the church's children and youth ministries, and they continue to advance their faith in 2020 in creative new ways. The Sprouts program has been a fun and interactive way for our youngest son, Thomas, to learn about God's love and to deal with his fears during this difficult time. Thomas loves to see the weekly adventures with Rai, don't we all? And the gang online. We all laugh at the silly chats with Shelley the puppet as we learn Bible verses and stories. Our entire family enjoys the old-fashioned drive-in children's movie nights. The Roots Youth Group program has been a wonderful way for our middle schooler, Matthew, to be with his church friends online and to invite other friends to grow in their faith too. The socializing during youth group games and lessons has helped him to be confident in his faith. He really looks forward to the Christian fellowship time they have developed around playing video games, too. I promise that's a spiritual activity. We are so impressed with the unique ways our church has used social media as a tool to help our kids with their faith journey. Our children really say it best. Matthew said, "Youth group online has helped me through it all. I have fun seeing my friends online and knowing that I'm not alone. The support of my Roots Ministry friends has really helped me, especially when my grandma died. I tried to see the positive in this situation. And one good thing is that because we can't go anywhere, I have less distractions and I'm able to grow my faith more." Thomas said, "Church has helped me through the pandemic. I loved it when they sent the Sunday school goodies to our house. It felt good to know that they were thinking of me." Back to Lori. The letters, the calls, and online connections by our church family throughout this pandemic have helped us to feel connected through the wonderful outpouring of faith, hope, and love. God is so good.
Good morning, everybody. Stewardship is vital to the health of our church. You heard today how our church is still very active in serving and ministering to our church family and local community. Thanks to your generosity, we've been able to make a difference in people's lives. By now, you should have received two stewardship letters, one from Stephanie Landis and one from Pastor David, sharing the importance and praying about how you can support our church in 2021 and how important a pledge is this year, especially now that so few of us are meeting in person. In fact, our loose offerings have dropped 30% because we are not meeting together. I'm sure you understand how a pledge is helpful. As our budget and finance committees plan for the upcoming year, it is their goal to have a balanced budget, so knowing what is coming in helps to forecast the expenses. If you did not receive a pledge card, they are located on the back table. Next Sunday, November 29th, we will have Dedication Sunday as we bring our pledge offerings for 2021 so that we can continue God's work. Some of the things your financial resources support: sharing the love of God with our community with our online services as well as meeting in person. Care Day, children's ministry, supporting local and global missionaries, maintaining our church and church services. To put it in perspective, if each member gave $42 per week or $2,200 per year, our stewardship goal would be met. We each need to pray about how God wants us to use our resources that He has blessed us with. So if you haven't already returned your pledge card, please ask the Lord how He wants you to be involved in our church, and be sure to check out the website, pdpresby.org, for more information on our mission partners, life of the church, videos, and online giving. Proverbs 11:25 tells us, "A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed." Thank you for your support in the past. We are grateful and feel blessed as you will continue to give.
Thank you, John, for speaking on behalf of the Stewardship Committee, who is chaired by Stephanie Landis. Many of you know Stephanie. Can we give a round of applause to those who are here to share their stories, but also to those who aren't here who are able to share their stories with us too as well? That takes a lot of courage. And so I think, you know, Isaiah, he talks about we're not going to remember the old things, we're going to remember what's ahead of us. And it's what this church has been about. It's what followers of Jesus are about. It's what the churches around the world are about. It's about this new way of doing things. And a new way of doing things that Jesus shows us, it doesn't stop during pandemic. And it takes investment of our time, our talents, and our passions, even still, maybe if not more so now than ever, because there's more fear to bring healing to. There's more pain. There's more division to bring peace to. That's what we get to do. And so may we be the people who do that. Will you please join me in prayer as we continue in worship? God, thank you for the life of this church. Thank you for the way that you have called us uniquely, but also a part of the entire fellowship of followers of Jesus around the world to bring your kingdom here, your will to be done to the same degree it is in heaven. And God, may we be all about that. And thank you for those who shared the stories of this group right here, not those who are just speaking or performing music or leading in worship or whatever. It's the church body together to reach out to people who are in need. And so may that be what we remember. May that be on the forefront of our minds. And for that, we give thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.